Angela,
Capital
did you
PC.
want to start the recording?
Got it. Arrest Zoom meeting. Meeting.
Okay. So, Angela, do you want to go ahead and read your part?
Yes, thank you. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning.
Cross arrow
If you
PC scan.
lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect
Close.
by clicking the link or calling the number in
Escape.
your original email.
Close. Collapsed.
To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your
Contact.
video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you are asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand would take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. So, in a virtual meeting like this, it is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it is noted for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, whoops. Look, similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or a request for information, please use the raise your hand function.
Want to go back to the roll call.
And then can you assist with roll call, Angela?
Yes. Rainey Moore,
Present.
Here. Open participant.
Benford,
Closed. Five participants.
Present.
Esparza.
Present.
Kleba. Absent. And Raimi.
So I think we're good there.
Yes,
So
quorum have been established. Okay, public
we do
comment.
have quorum. And then I don't believe we have any public comments. I wasn't made aware of any. So we will move to the next item on the agenda, which is the approval of the minutes. So can I have a motion to approve our minutes? I think everyone should have had some opportunity to review the minutes. If you haven't and need a little time right now, let me know. I see Melanie, your hand is raised.
I move approval.
So it's been motioned by Melanie and Byron, I mean, Brian, sorry.
So moved.
Brian, are you seconding? So it's been motioned by Melanie and seconded by Brian to approve the minutes. Any
Raise
discussion? I'm not seeing any hands raised. All in favor of approval of the minutes, if you could just either raise your hand or say a yes. I see three hands raised, so the minutes have been approved. Thank you all for that. So then moving on to the next item on the agenda, which are there any disclosures or recusals? I'm not seeing any hands, so then we will go to our agenda item. And I think we will move to, you're scrolling too fast. Okay, so we did that. Can you go to, can you scroll back up? I think, wait a minute. No, scroll down, sorry. So our new business was our EOC work plan, and folks wanted us to talk about racial discrimination in the workplace to ensure that folks wanted to include that in our work plan, so that the majority of our work plan had been working on housing related issues, and folks want us to also began doing similar work that we did on housing with workplace discrimination. And so because of that, we wanted to actually start a committee to take the lead on that, similarly to what our Araceli and Linda and who am I blanking on? Araceli, Linda, and I think one other person took the lead on getting out with folks in the community around housing related issues. So we wanted to start a committee around workplace, similarly to that, so that we are getting input and information from folks in the community about what they're seeing in terms of workplace discrimination, in that vein. And I believe, Araceli, you agreed to be on that committee.
I have, and I do have a question about that committee. Because Nazra, yeah, she's no longer running, is what I've been told by the news. And like, so does this mean she doesn't need to be a part of that committee if she's no longer running for the next term? And the reason I say that is because, like, it takes a long time to us. Linda and Sheree can attest, it took us at least 5 months just to get the first one kicked off.
Right.
And so given that, I was going to ask about that, whether or not should we perhaps have someone else. Somebody told me that if they ask permission to the mayor, then they I don't know.
I believe that when we have committees, we could have specific folks from the community join those committees. Now, I am not familiar with the process for that because we haven't really had folks from the community join our committees. However, it probably would take some time, and I'm just saying it would probably take some time because we would have to look into what that would entail. And I haven't heard that Araceli Nazra is not running. So I'm not saying your information is not correct, but I just haven't heard it myself. But it very well could be that she's not. But I think that we would probably have to do a little research to figure out what the process would be for her if she's not going to be an alder, what the process would be for her to be on a committee. And that probably would take a little bit of time, I'm just going to say. Unless, Brian, do you have some information? I saw your hand first, and then I see your hand, Melanie.
Yeah. No, Nashra's not running. Her husband is going to run for her seat. And but, of course, I think after the election, the mayor assigns alders to our committee, so I don't know if he would be assigned, if he gets elected. I have no idea he would be assigned or not, but we'll get at least one new person probably as an alder, but it will not be she, yeah.
Brian, did you have anything?
I was just going to add that she would continue to serve until after the election, so she'd be around for a while. I heard what you said, Araceli. It takes sometimes a long time, but until April, the middle of April, she would still be on this body.
Okay. Well, and then okay, given that until April, that's like 3 or 4 months out. Could we recruit someone else then too? I mean, I want someone to be as consistent as Linda and Sheree were. And so,
Right.
get and the other woman, she's new. I'm trying to reach out to her just to get her, you know what I'm saying, up to speed with what we do. And yeah, I'm not trying to put barriers in Ezra. I'm just saying, I just feel that, yeah, I would be best served if there was another, if we could extend this to have 4 people
I
on
think we can
this.
extend it to the larger group to see who would be interested.
Okay, fabulous. Let's reannounce it then in our next meeting. That's what I motion, is that we reannounce this, and the reason is because Nazra might be moving on. She might stay. Like, I heard that if she can give special, like Brian was given special permission to continue on our committee or whatever, they
No,
can.
Brian was not given special permission.
Oh,
In
no.
fact, he had dropped off.
Oh, he dropped off and then reapplied. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Sorry about that, Brian. I didn't understand all the fluidity of that. I knew that you had gone from alderman and then like regular citizen, but still participating in our committee, in our commission, I mean. If let's just open it up to more people.
I think we should open it up to maybe two more people in anticipation that Nazra is not going to run. And the only reason I'm saying two more is because even if she run, if she doesn't run and her husband runs, we don't know who that person will be, right? And just because he runs, like Melanie said, doesn't mean he's going to be assigned to us. I think our Nazra was assigned to us, one, because she had an interest in us, but also we as a committee asked for two alders, which is how we also got our other alder, Dina, from as a part of our committee. So the mayor may say, well, we only get one now, with Nazra stepping down, which we would then be left with just Alder Dina. But I think maybe we should take a look at maybe look offering two more spaces for folks from our larger committee just in case.
Yes, thank you for understanding my concern. As we're rolling out for the next quarter and making those connections to make this outreach successful again. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else before we move on from that? And I think that it's a good idea for us to actually go into the community and hear what the community maybe has to say about some issues. I would say in some cases we probably, and depending on where we are, we will probably get huge turnouts, particularly with folks with some workforce issues that they want to talk about. And I think that that probably is a new area that folks would not have taken to the community too, which also may be a reason why we may get a huge turnout once we put it out that we're going to be in the community listening to what folks have to say about their workforce experience.
Absolutely. I would suspect the same. Yes.
And so we would probably need to think about space for that meeting. I'm going to say for at least the first one, and then thereafter we will have some idea what we should expect. Anything else on that? In our future topics, our exec committee dates, meeting dates, and so everyone should have gotten the update invites for the meetings, but also updates on the dates, because I think Angela had made some corrections and sent those out to folks. And so, did everyone have a chance to look at those dates? And are folks in agreement with those dates that were sent out before they go out to the larger group? Any concerns? I'm not seeing any concerns. So, Angela, I think
All
it's
right.
fine for you to distribute those dates with the meeting agenda with the to the larger group when that goes out.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So nominations of officers. Melanie, do you want to say anything in that space? You're muted.
Audio now on mute.
Yes, I do have. I have a slate of officers, and I will give them to you. And if you object, then you have to find their replacement. anyway, for the executive committee, Brian will be the chair, and I'll be the vice chair, and Bob will be the secretary, and the two other members will be Ercella and Dina Wright.
Okay.
And then for the appeals committee, Bob will be the chair, and the two members will be Kat Williams and Linda Ketchum, and Corinda will be the alternate until we figure out what's going to happen to her. But at least she'll be the alternate until April. And so anyway, that's the slate. And does anybody object to them or whatever? Because we need to get the ballot out, Angela, to the commission, and then people vote by mail. And it's really, you know, the nominative ballots, the elective ballot. So, you know, they just need to indicate they approve the ballot. I'm sure there's samples around there, Angela, that we've.
Can you say who the two other person were? You said Dina and who else?
Araceli.
Araceli. Okay.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm fine with the slate. For folks who may have forgotten, my actual term actually on the EOC actually ends in April, which is part of why we're getting this process in alignment, and why Melanie said until April that I will be the alternate until April, because in April, I'm not sure that I can be an alternate if I'm not a part of the EOC.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll figure it out, but at least we're good till then. Yeah. So, and maybe there will not be a case. Who knows, you know, how that
so
is.
Melanie is working those details out. So just to keep folks so we're all on the same page.
Angela, will
yes,
you have time to get this out in the next few days?
And
I would definitely make that be my goal.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there's a sample around there. You know,
mm-hmm.
that
I'll look
use.
For it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Araceli has a question. Go ahead.
So I'm confused. You leave, and then what's going to happen? Are we going to have to re-vote?
No, we're voting. You guys will be voting now for officers, because I'm not in that slate of officers. So you will be voting now. You will be voting now temporarily for me as an alternate on the appeals committee. However,
okay.
All the others who are voted in will be final with the election if they are approved by you all as a, they will be the final folks. And then you will probably need to find another replacement for me once April comes around.
Yeah.
So once April comes around, then we vote again?
Just
you would
for
just vote
alternate.
For me. All the others will still be in place.
We would just vote for president.
For
no,
not for
for
president. Brian will be the president.
Okay.
If you all select him and vote him in, he will be president.
Today.
No, whenever at the next meeting, if all the materials goes out to folks who are on the committee to vote by the next meeting, Brian will be your president.
Got it.
My term actually ends in April.
Yeah,
but all
what
the
we
other
need.
Election, if it makes sense, all the other folks elected will be in place in April.
Yeah. What we need now is the executive committee to approve this slate to go out to the commission. Yeah.
And so I guess what we will need to take a vote in order for us to, as an exec committee, to have it in record that we approve it and then move it forward to the larger group. So the next, if there are not any more questions, I will take a motion to approve the slate of officers as Melanie has presented today.
So move it.
Melanie, you presented, so I'm not sure you can
I could be able to move it. Yeah.
Well, it came from the nomination committee, so I think we only need, because it came from you as the nomination committee, I think we only need a second, which would be Brian, are you seconding? Okay. So it's been moved forward by the nomination committee and then seconded by Brian. Any objections? Or any comments or discussion, sorry. Araceli?
I hate to, can you repeat it again? Can you repeat the slate again? Thank you.
Melanie, can you repeat the slate of officers as you presented today?
Yes, the chair will be Brian. I will be the vice chair. The secretary will be Bob. And the other two members will be you, Aracela, and Dina Wright. And then on the appeals committee, Bob will be the chair, which is a duty of the secretary. Bob will be the chair, and the other two members there will be Kat Williams and Linda Ketchum, and Corinda until April.
Okay.
Will be the alternate.
I understand. I just want to say something, Ms. Rainey, I just want to say something that I was never like when Melanie, when you asked me to be part of it, you never said, hey, there's other, you can either be the chair or you could be like VP and secretary. All you said was, do you want to renew being part of the executive committee? And that's okay. I'll let it go this year. Okay. But I did have, and I've expressed, I mean, I was approached at our last meeting, like, hey, do you want to be chair? I don't feel like I'm ready to like go through all of the things of like, you know, saying what we have to say in every beginning of the meeting and so forth. But I was hoping to be part, like, I didn't know that that was when I was supposed to say like, hey, let me be VP or something, because I was thinking of more being more of like in a mentorship relationship, perhaps with Brian, with, well, now Corinda's leaving, so I can't, but either way, I just wasn't told that. When you mentioned it, all you said was, do you want to be part of the executive committee still? And I'm like, yeah. But I didn't know that there were like other roles in it that I could go for, if that makes sense.
To Melanie's defense, what I will say is there's been numerous communications at our previous meetings about folks being willing to step up. And so some folks came forward and said that they are willing to do certain positions, and other folks did not. And so Melanie reached out to folks to get other folks on board so we can have a slate for all positions. And so I'm just saying that she may not have stated it when she reached out to you,
right,
but it was communicated at several meetings that we were looking for different positions to fill. And I do know that Melanie reached out to several people to even get them to say whether they were interested or not.
Right, right, right. I'll take more, well, just to let the body know that I would like to take more of a mentorship role with Brian, understanding how to run the meeting.
Oh, absolutely.
Later I could be perhaps an alternate or what have you. But that's it. Thank you. I think I always hear the positions for, it's like selective hearing. I only hear the positions ever announced for the other subcommittee that we run for. So for whatever reason, for this one, I always assume that all of us have the same officer type roles in
absolutely
this. And so I think that's where I got confused. So thank you.
No worries. And so any further discussion or questions regarding the nomination process or the slate of candidates at all? I'm not seeing any further questions, so I'm calling for a vote. If you are in favor of the slate as presented today by Melanie, I would ask that you raise your hand if you're able. If you're not able to raise your hand, then I give you permission to unmute and state yes. Okay, it looks like all three have raised their hand in approval. So there are no one else available to say no. So it looks like the slate of officers as presented by Melanie has been approved by the exec committee. And thank you, Melanie, for all of your work and getting us to this point and moving us forward and keeping it moving forward. So I appreciate all of your efforts in that space.
You're welcome.
And let's see. The next item on our agenda is the Equal Opportunities Commission agenda for January 16th, which is our next meeting. So Community Development Authority, Lynette, we asked her to come and talk with us regarding that CDA plans. And Lynette did agree that she would attend the meeting on the 16th. So we'll have her there to present to us any other agenda items. So we will have nominations update, Angela. We should have nominations update, and we should also have the Discrimination Workforce Committee added to the agenda for next week. I mean, for the 16th, sorry, as well.
This is what the agenda looks like. Let me know if there's some.
We should also have the workforce plan. Okay, I see.
Number three.
Yep. Anything else folks want to add to the agenda?
And number two would say nomination and election of officers and committee
right.
members. Yes.
Yep.
I have it to say that I did update that.
And
nomination and election.
Anything else we want?
Right. Would you like for me to add the dates in there again, or just send the dates out? Like, does it have to be?
Can you add the dates so that we can
be agenda make item. Sure
that everyone has it and is on board with those dates?
Add meeting date. Yes, I can add that just like I did last month. Yes. All right. Yeah. I can
Any
make
other
those changes.
Items? Do folks feel that's sufficient? All right. So it looks like everybody is in agreement, Angela, mm-hmm. and folks think that what we have is sufficient enough right there. So that would be great. And then let's see. Alder's report we have, and then we have EOD manager's report. Okay.
Byron said he could not attend today.
But he'll be there on the 16th?
Yes.
Okay. And then one other thing is the city is also responsible for the MLK activities. Did we want to ensure that folks have the date for the MLK event? And where would that go? Should we just have this just as an acknowledgement on here somewhere? Like the MLK thing that the city and county will do on the 20th?
We can either put in new business or discussion, because there is a nice packet of information that was provided via email.
Can we just put it maybe not in discussion, but just new business?
New
or something
business.
Like that?
Okay, add MLK.
Because I don't think we need to really have a discussion about it, just so
okay.
folks are aware.
New business. That's an excellent speaker in the evening program, Vashti.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yep, I can put that under new business.
And then I think we have not had that discussion here, but I'm just saying this. So we will also need to talk about a replacement of me come April, also on the MLK committee, because we typically, the EOC has a representative on that committee, and I have been that representative. But Brian, maybe you want to be that person to replace me on that committee. And I do know that Norm has been exploring some perhaps some changes to how the EOC works with the county, but nothing has been finalized. But just so you all are aware that that is also a role that we have played. And with in addition to the EOC, also with the this committee has chosen the right awardee, and that is usually presented by you, Brian. If you are chosen as the president, that will be a role that you will also need to play. So that is my it for items. So anything else?
Audio now unmuted.
All right.
Corinda. Yeah, I would just like to say how much I've appreciated your leadership. And this has been a long slough for you for several years now. And so I thank you very much because it's a quite a commitment of time and effort and so forth and so on. And I also will speak to it at the commission meeting because I think we have new commissioners and all, and I haven't been aware of how long you have carried this, and so I think everybody needs to understand and be appreciative of your efforts. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I still have a few months, so but I do appreciate working with all of you all and your commitment to the community in this work. And none of us have done this because we've gotten any payment or even recognition for this work, but because we actually feel strongly about this work and improving lives for folks in our community. And so I just want to commend all of you for hanging in there, for also putting in the work, and helping to move EOC forward in the way that best serves our community. And so with that, Brian, I do see your hand.
Yeah, Corinda, I want to pile on a little bit, and I also want to thank you. I've seen you in passing, and I said that although we don't know each other, I see you everywhere. I see you in the community, and it's really inspirational. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And you're one of those people, while I never like kicked it with you or anything like that, I know the great work that you do and where your heart is. So I know you're not going anywhere right away. We got some time, but I want to echo what Melanie said and thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And just just letting you all also know that even though I won't be serving on the EOC committee, I will be still available if you guys have questions about anything or just want to bounce ideas. I would still be available and willing to assist in any way that I can. So.
Good.
All
Absolutely.
right.
So that is where we are with our agenda for the 16th. And we will see you all. I think, well, since we're at the end of our agenda, I will take a motion to adjourn.
So move.
And anyone opposed?
They can stay.
And otherwise, we will see you all on the 16th. Take care and have a
Good
good rest
night.
of your
Yeah.
evening.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Brian.
Yep. Bye.